Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the circle. It's a type of shape, and I'm super excited to get started. But before we do, I need to remind you, this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil, and let's write our names at the top of our paper. I'll write my name, Mrs. Oldham, and you write your name. And then you can put your pencil down. We're going to do some coloring for a while. So we have a picture at the top of our page, and I am going to be looking for some things that I want you to find that have a circle shape. So the first thing I want you to look at is the sun in the sky. The middle part of the sun is a circle. That round shape is called a circle. So the inside only, not the sun's rays, nope. The inside only, let's color it orange. I bet you thought I was going to say yellow. Nope, it's hot today, so let's color it orange. It's hot where I am anyway. So go ahead and take your orange crayon, any kind of orange, and color the inside part of that sun. That inside part is a circle. It's round. Circles are round. I want you to color it orange and then color neatly. Don't be crazy. Fast. And then take 2 more seconds and we'll put our orange crayons down. 2, 1. So we're looking for that shape. It's a circle. It's round. There are no sides to it. There are no corners to it. It just goes round and round and round. There are a lot of circles at the top of your page. Let's find another one. What about the inside of all those flowers? Do you see the inside of all those flowers? Yeah, they have circle shapes on the inside. So find your yellow crayon. Here we go. Now it's time for the yellow. And for all the flowers, I want you to color the inside only, the inside circle, yellow. Go ahead. Color the inside yellow. It's a circle. Circles go round and round and round and round. Yep. There are all kinds of circles in the real world. You might have one nearby. For example, I had a pancake for breakfast this morning, and guess what shape it was? Yes, it was a circle. Now listen to this too. Circles can be any size. You might have a big, gigantic circle, like the sun, or you might have a little circle like these flowers. It just depends. Circles can be any size. They can also be any color, like our orange sun, and now we have yellow insides of flowers. So check that you got all the flowers. There's one flower that's standing up with a stem and leaves, and then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 flowers sitting on the ground. They don't have a stem. I don't know why. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1, go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. Let's look for another circle shape in our picture. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Do you see the bicycles? Mm-hmm. And what do you think is a circle shape on those bicycles? Yes, the wheels. The wheels on the bus go round and round. I know that's an old song, huh? But that's because they go round and round like a circle. So let's look at the first bicycle. The one in front, it has 1, 2, 3 wheels. It looks like there's training wheels on that bike. The one in the front. Do you see it? It's the one in the front. All right. I want us to color the wheels on that bike, all three. Let's make it fun. Let's do blue, any kind of blue. Go ahead, color the round part of the circles blue of the wheels of the bike in the front. Now listen, there's a lot that we could color here blue, because we can color the round outside part of the wheel, and then we can color the inside part of the wheel because the whole thing is round, and then we can color that little circle attached to the pole. So go ahead and just make this whole thing blue, the whole thing, color it in. Color it in, because there's a lot of circles all together. There's the outside circle, then the inside circle that's divided up with those lines. But if we took those lines away, that's a circle, right? And then there's the inside circle. And then go ahead and do it in the back, too. I just did the front tire, the front wheel. Go ahead and make the back tire and the back wheel of the front of the bike in the front. We're just working on the bike in the front. The one with the training wheels. I wonder if you still use training wheels. I don't, or at least the last time I rode a bike, I didn't. It's been a while. But I can ride a bike without training wheels because, well, I'm old. That's why they call me Mrs. Oldham. All right, then don't forget to color the training wheels. Because those are round too, aren't they? The outside and the inside. So we have them all blue. We colored it all in. The outside, the inside, and the little part in the middle. Little part in the middle. Okay. All right. Now, if you look at the bike in the front that we've been working on, and you go up to the handlebar, do you see a circle on the handlebar? Yeah, it's like the knob. Go ahead and color that blue. Also, color that blue also. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and put down your blue crayon. Now let's work on the bicycle in the back. That one doesn't have training wheels. That one is for kids who want to go fast. Now, do you see circles on that one? Yep, I see the wheels on the front and the back. And then where the pedal's coming out, do you see that circle where the pedal's coming out? So there's a lot of circles on this too. Circles go round and round. The wheels on the bicycle go round and round. Okay, friends, let's do green. The bike in the back, let's do green. So same thing like the bike in the front. Let's get the green outside circle, like the tire. But then do the inside too, the whole thing. Fill it in. Fill it in. Because if we took away all those lines there, the spokes, that's a circle too on the inside. And then attached to that circle is the bars for the seat and the thing that holds the pedal. I don't know all the terminology for a bicycle. But go ahead and color it all in green. These are all circles. Like 3 circles in one. And then don't forget to do the front or the back tire, whichever one you started on first. It really doesn't matter, but we've got to do both. So a circle goes round and round. There are no sides to a circle, and there are no corners to a circle. We like to say, I'm about to get fancy. Get ready. I'm about to get fancy. These are the attributes of a circle. Like, what are they like? And so then we say, well, they're round, and circles can be big or small, and circles can be any color, and circles don't have sides, and circles don't have corners. Those are the attributes. We're describing a circle. When you are finished with both tires and both insides and the whole thing, we're coloring it in green, go ahead and get that round circle where the pedal's coming out of. Get that one too, because that's a circle too. It's round and round. It has no sides and no corners. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Do you see any more circles in our picture? Yes. I hope you're saying the polka dots on the girl's dress because that's what I'm saying. Yeah, look at all of them. All right, let's color them purple. Find a purple crayon. Any kind of purple will work. Don't forget to do the circles on her bow and then do the circles on her dress. We're not coloring her dress. We're just coloring the polka dots because what shape is a polka dot? Round circles. Yes, circles. It's a circle. Polka dot is a circle. A pancake is a circle. What about an entire pizza? I guess it depends on where you get it from because I have seen some other shapes of pizzas, but most pizzas have a circle shape. Another round thing you might find in the real world, what about money, coins, like a quarter? Yep. Or a nickel, or a penny. Take three more seconds. Three, two, one. Let's put down our crayons. We're gonna move to the bottom. So we're gonna use our crayons a little bit and we're gonna use our pencil a little bit. All about circles. Take your pencil. The very first line at the bottom has four circles that I would like you to trace. So trace it with your pencil. Start at the top and then go around and then go back up to the top. That's how I want you to do it. So start at the top. I'm on my next circle. And then go around. Trace it carefully. You should stay on the line. Don't be in a big fat hurry. And then you go connect back up at the top. It goes round and round. I'm on my next circle. Start at the top. Trace it carefully. You should try to stay on these lines so it doesn't go all crazy. Take your time and back up to the top. Okay, I'm on my last circle. Start at the top. Trace it carefully. Go around. And I'm back up to the top. Now, there's some space next to it where there are no circles. I want you to draw three circles. They can be big, medium, small. You decide, but they should fit in that space. I want you to draw three, not four, not five, not 10. How many? Three circles. Start at the top, go around. These do not have to be perfect. Don't keep erasing and redoing because you're going to get behind. We're doing our best. Circles can be hard to draw and look right. Mine look okay. They're not perfect, but they look okay. And guess what? I tried my best. All right, scoot down. You're going to see a bunch of different shapes going across. See all those shapes going across? Let's put down our pencil. Go ahead, put down your pencil. Find a red crayon. Any kind of red will work. I think I'm going to have to use my violet. Oh, no, there's my real red. But you can use violet red if you want. And I want you to color all of the circles on the second line. I want you to color all of the circles red. Color them in. Go ahead. They can be big or small. I'll tell you right now, there are four of them. I want you to color all four circles red. We're under the part where we traced the circle. We're in the middle of that. Hope you can find it. There's a bunch of different shapes. I want you to find the circles and color them in red. Remember the attributes of a circle? Who can tell me something about a circle? A circle is what? Round. A circle has how many sides? Zero. How many corners does a circle have? Zero. Can a circle be big? Can a circle be small? Yep, these are attributes of a circle. All right, you should have found four circles and colored them red. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Okay, scoot down to where there is a button and a notebook. One of those is a circle. Which do you think? Yes, the button. Let's color the button brown. Find a brown crayon. And let's color it brown. The button. We're going to color the button brown. Because the button is circle-shaped. It is round. No corners. No sides. Take two more seconds. Two. One. Scoot over. We have a flag. Ooh, what a yummy donut. Which one is the circle-shaped object? Yes, the donut. Let's color it. Ready? Pink. Find your pink crayon and let's color the donut pink. A donut is a circle shape. Delicious. Delicious donuts. Now, not all donuts are a circle shape, but this one is, right? And it's got sprinkles on it. I love donuts with sprinkles. I really do. I am going to leave the circle in the middle of the donut alone. I'm going to leave that alone. But you can color it in if you'd like to. It doesn't really matter to me. Okay, put down your pink crayon and scoot over. We have got a pizza and a crown. Which one is the circle shape? Yes, the pizza. You're right. Let's color it orange. And then if you want to get fancy and color like, you know, red pepperonis, you can. I'm just coloring the whole thing orange for some yummy, yummy cheese pizza. Boys and girls, you did it. You did the entire lesson with me. And we now know all about circles. The shape of a circle is round. We know attributes. We know there's no sides. How many corners does a circle have? Zero. Can they be big? Yep. Can they be small? Could they be polka dotted? Mm-hmm. Could they be purple? Yes, any color. Boys and girls, thanks for hanging out with me today. I'm so glad you did this with me. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.